My boss wants me to write an article about Queen Elizabeth for the magazine. I don't know anything about her.
The Queen of England? I read a book about her last year. She's a fascinating woman.
Oh, that's great. Can you help me, Deborah?
Sure, why not?
Thanks. Let me get my notebook and pen and I can ask you a few questions.
I don't know everything about her.
You know more than me.
Did you know she became queen more than 60 years ago?
Wow, that's incredible. Okay, first question. Where does the queen live?
That's a difficult question because she has more than one house.
Well, she is very rich.
When she's in London, she lives in Buckingham Palace, but she also spends some time in Windsor Castle, which is outside London, or in Balmoral, which is in Scotland.
Great. How many children does she have?
Four. Charles, Andrew, Anne, and Edward.
I'm impressed. You know everything. When did she become queen? Was it in the 1960s?
No, it was before that. It was in 1952. The Prime Minister in Britain when she was first queen was Winston Churchill.
That is a long time ago. Okay, another question for you. What hobbies does the Queen have? I mean, what are her interests?
She loves horses. She goes to horse races when she can. She also loves other animals. She has all of those cute little dogs.
The corgis. I see them on TV all the time. How many corgis does she have?
I don't know. Three or four, I think.
Okay, just a couple more questions. In what year did she get married to her husband, Prince Philip?
It was before she became queen, in 1947, when the queen was only 21.
Right. This is my last question. What does the queen watch on television? Does she watch soap operas or movies or reality TV shows?
Gavin, that's a very strange question. Why do you want to know that?
So my article is more interesting.
Well, the book I read about the Queen said she likes watching quiz shows. I don't know if that's true.
Deborah, thanks very much for this information. You can read my article when I finish it.
You can send it to the Queen, and then she can read it too.